Edge. Mpumalanga's finger on the pulse of current affairs. It's Raz FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Absa is looking for yet another CEO after the incumbent Ray Reitenbach opted for early retirement after discussions with the board following weeks of speculation that he did not enjoy the support of his executive team. I'm now joined in by my brother, Wandile Mazibuko. You might have missed him earlier on in the show, taking care of business between the hours of 5 and 5.30, unpacking the latest in the world of business. He did touch on this topic, but let me gather his views around what's currently taking shape. My brother, what's going on at Absa?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are concerned, especially, you know, Absa being probably one of the biggest banks within the country itself. I mean, it's certainly amongst the big four. But yeah, I think Absa has been grappling, not just with the issue of transformation, but succession generally, Musa. And when I speak of succession, you think of a guy like Jason Quinn, who is currently the CEO of Nedbank. He was at Absa. He was a senior manager at Absa. Ultimately left and went to Absa itself. One could argue and say talent like that, you don't let them go, you don't let go of a talent like that. But bigger issues are at play here. We had an issue where 2 years ago we had a David Minele coming from the Reserve Bank, and that was supposed to ultimately serve at Absa, and his strategic sort of direction of the institution and the strategic direction of the board were in conflict, and unfortunately he had to leave as well. And that's when Ari came in, and unfortunately it seems that as well he hasn't done that well, and we're having this discussion, Musa, on a day when Absa has released their interim results as well, and we've seen some of their earnings taking a bit of a dip. They're slightly lower than that 5%. So yeah, there are a lot of issues, especially since Mario Ramos left the institutions. We've seen a lot of revolving door around Absa, and not maybe even with the senior executive that we've seen, but we've also seen sort of ructions as well with the guy like Sipho Pitjana, who wanted to become chair and he was a non-executive director. So a lot of things happening within the institutions itself.
Yeah, I mean, quite interesting call there into Absa. Now, many people are asking themselves, why are we not seeing transformation happening? I mean, what is the role then of the board if they are a board member? Do they even attend some of the, AGMs of Absa? Because that somewhat plays a bigger role in terms of, transforming, obviously, the face of Absa.
Yeah, and I think they're lagging behind in as far as that is concerned. I mean, you take an institution like the Blue Bank. I'm not going to mention them by name, but maybe I should. Standard Bank, Standard Bank has got a group black CEO, even though when they brought him as a co-CEO. But right now, I mean, Sim, sounds like a guy who definitely knows exactly what he's doing ultimately. And I'm sure, I mean, looking at Absa and looking at that terrain within Absa, there's a lot of black executives, Musa, that are very, very talented that could ultimately take the reins there. And I think it's no surprise that organizations like, for instance, the Black Business Council, complaining that again, even now, after Andre's resigned, you're replacing Andre with the white interim CEO. So I really think that they're struggling with succession and struggling with finding the right kind of talent that can take that institution forward. Remember, Musa, the banking industry in itself, in a country like South Africa, needs a lot of people that are currently unbanked to become banked. So if you seen as an institution that's driving transformation, ultimately you're going to get a lot of clients that are ultimately going to bring you more money.
Sure, without a doubt. I mean, obviously there's the employment equity plan that is also in question, but among the many other things. Thanks chatting to you, Wandile, as always. Hope to hear more of the analysis this week on your show. Really appreciate you, my brother.
Thank you very much, Musa. It's always a pleasure being on Rise in 60 Minutes.